Dear school board, I hope this message finds you well. I was saddened to hear that my speech for Unity Day has been canceled. While I have not heard directly from anyone who is against my visit, one of the reasons that has been communicated to me is that I harbor anti-Semitic views. I wish that those of you who expressed that sentiment were aware of my over 30-year partnership with the Jewish community fighting for peace and tolerance. I wish that you knew about my years-long work with the Lemkin Summit to end genocide. The summit is named after Jewish lawyer Raphael Lemkin, who was credited with coining the term genocide during World War II. I wish you knew about my decade-plus relationship and advocacy with Jewish World Watch and their work to end anti-Semitism here and end genocide and targeting of ethnic groups in countries like Congo, Sudan, China, and other countries. I wish you knew about my speech at the Holocaust Museum in D.C. calling for peace. I wish you could meet my manager, Kate Holgate, who would rather die before she represented anybody who was anti-Semitic. Some of you, I've been told, have taken issue with some of my comments related to the war with Israel and Hamas. I wish you would have seen many of my posts calling the Hamas attack a terrorist attack from day one. I wish you would watch my video of my staunch rebuttal to anyone who claimed that no Jewish women were raped during the October 7th attack and subsequent hostage taking. I hope you have watched my comments on news outlets stating that all hostages should be released and that Jewish people have a right to exist. I fully stand with the Jewish people in Israel and beyond who are calling for peace and a humanitarian ceasefire. Critique of Netanyahu is not critique of the Jewish people, nor more so than a critique of an American president would make me anti-American. I spoke at a conference of over 2,000 high school students shortly after the October 7th attack. After I spoke, several Jewish students came up to me and told me that what I said made them feel heard. I wish you could talk to them too. I wish you could meet the teacher I spoke to at a conference in Florida who came up to me in tears because she rarely ever hears speakers mention Jewish people as part of an oppressed group until she heard me speak that day. To that end, I wish you could hear some of the poetry I've shared for over 20 years that speaks to anti-Jewish hate. Lastly, I wish you could sit in my intercultural communication class at American University, where I am teaching these future diplomats to go beyond their frustration or even hate or anger towards Jewish or Palestinian people and work towards peace and conflict resolution. I wish you could see how I speak about the dangers of continuing hate. I was told that there was a problem with me comparing Hitler to Trump. As you embark on Unity Week, I ask, how can we promote unity without calling out language that evokes the Holocaust? It does not matter to me if it's Trump or Biden or Bush or Obama. If someone quotes Hitler by saying Jewish people must be loyal or that immigrants to America are, quote, poisoning the blood, unquote, of the United States, should we not speak up like many Republicans and Democrats did against this statement? Should we allow language that led to genocide to be used today, possibly by our students, imitating the leaders they admire? That is not upstandard behavior, and that is exactly what I believe I was originally invited to speak to you about. Those who do not learn from history simply are doomed to repeat it. In closing, I would like to say that whether it is the issue of gun rights, anti-Semitism, racism, or anything else you and I may have differing opinions about, I assume that we are all unified in believing that we need to create global citizens who can navigate conflict rather than only limiting them to certain ideas and views. If we are truly interested in creating a world where everyone can truly be celebrated and not tolerated, we must teach them how to engage in courageous conversations, and that is what I have dedicated my life to. It saddens me that for whatever reason, a decision has been made to deny me that opportunity. I would love the opportunity to speak with any of you who are opposed to my work and my mission. Maybe through conversation, we can be reminded of the importance of finding common ground in these uncommon times. I wish you great health. I wish you peace. And I wish you an upstanding week of unity. Maybe we can try this again next year. I'm here for it. Take care and create a great day. Peace.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.